Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will click on that red subscribe button below and then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 73, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm speaking on voodoo families. Quite surprisingly, this has proliferated. Well, parents, the asinine notion or conceptualization that you or members of your family can engage in voodoo, witchcraft, or any variation of the dark arts and emerge unscathed and live peacefully is patently untrue. As a matter of fact, this presupposition is a pathetic, depraved, juvenile delusion. Well, 2 Kings 9 and 22 does. And Jehu said, "What peace, as long as the whoredoms of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are many." Well, there is no peace for those who practice witchcrafts. Well, the axiomatic truth is families who participate or even assist in this particular transgression will, one, change radically in a perverse fashion. Number two, they would degenerate very rapidly in a dangerous and magnified way. And number three, this particular family will risk or is risking potential extinction. Leviticus 20 and 6 says, "The soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, or after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and I will cut him off from among his people." Well, there you have it. Well, witchcraft is profoundly immoral and wicked, a colossal abomination that will accrue over time to its practitioners God's unbearable wrath. And above all, it is an infraction of a divine injunction. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10 and verse 12 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or is an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch." Verse 12 says, "For all that do such things are an abomination unto the Lord." Well, until next time, here's a friend and partner, Bishop Peter, say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men.